Now for a long season Israel hath been without the true God, and without a teaching priest, and without law. And they have turned unto me the back, and not the face. Though I taught them, rising up early and teaching them, yet they have not hearkened to receive instruction. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. All the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw, "But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men." And when he was come into the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came unto him as he was teaching, and said, "By what authority doest thou these things, and who gave thee this authority?" In that same hour said Jesus to the multitudes, "Are ye come out as against a thief, with swords and staves for to take me? I sat daily with you teaching in the temple, and ye laid no hold on me, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Amen." And he marveled because of their unbelief. And he went round about the villages teaching. "Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. I was daily with you in the temple teaching, and ye took me not. But the scriptures must be fulfilled." And it came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And he went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. And in the daytime he was teaching in the temple, and at night he went out and abode in the mount that is called the Mount of Olives. And they were the more fierce, saying, "He stirreth up the people, teaching throughout all Jewry, beginning from Galilee to this place." Then came one and told them, saying, "Behold, the men whom he put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people." Paul also and Barnabas continued in Antioch, teaching and preaching the word of the Lord with many others also. And he continued there a year and 6 months, teaching the word of God among them, teaching the kingdom of God, and teaching those things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ, with all confidence, no man forbidding him. Or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, whom we preach, warning every man, and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not for filthy lucre's sake, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world,